are having fun here at the ACUC, 2017 ACUC, here in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm getting everything mixed up. My dyslexia is kicking in at the right time.
I'll make up for my mistakes.
Exactly. We're here with Kim Swift from Co-op Financial Services. How are you, Kim?
I am great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really great to be here, and a lot of vibe and energy here, so it's great.
It is. We just got through watching Guy Kawasaki give his keynote. That was really fun. He's always a fun speaker to check out, and he's got some good points.
My highlight, obviously, was seeing Todd Clark.
Oh, of course, you know, earlier today.
Yeah.
How'd that go? I wasn't able to make it.
Great. Co-op really is, helping credit unions and talking to credit unions about digital transformation. Yeah. You know, that was made at our conference, our Think Conference.
Yes.
And businesses are digitally transforming. You know, I mean, Amazon and Airbnb and Uber, they really are showing us as consumers, you know, what we want, or they've set the bar in, how we act as consumers. And, you know, we really know at Co-op that credit unions should be looking at digital transformation. And it's not so much just an end technology, it is really a mindset. It's a digital mindset. You know, so taking a look at, you know, how easy and accessible is your credit union to, you know, able to access, you know, your member access your credit union. Are your members as engaged and as easily engaged as they can be? You know, consumers want fast, secure, frictionless, you know, experiences. And so credit unions really need to take a look at their business model and look at their partners and make sure that their partners are helping them deliver that. So that's
got to be aligned in that area, I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because, you know, it's, and one of the other things that really we really talked about at Think was, you know, jobs to be done. A Harvard professor, Professor Christensen, in 2003 really kind of came up with, you know, talking about jobs to be done. And so we as consumers, when we're going out to, for example, purchase a hammer, we're not going out to buy a hammer, we're going out to buy something to hang our daughter's graduation picture, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, you take that back to that digital mindset, and it's all about, helping credit unions bring the products and services that are going to give that same experience to the member and help them get their jobs done. You know, so we have things like, you know, our shared branch network and our ATM network, and we're also now working, Early Warning, who purchased Zelle, came to us. So we're working on making that available in the credit union space. We have our CardNav product. That's, you know, a very fun and sexy product that allows, you know, the member to really have a relationship with their card through the mobile phone. It makes them more engaged with their credit union. Debit rewards and our call center that really, you know, promote card usage and really wrap around member services and card services and lending services to help credit unions grow. Really, we're very focused on helping credit unions grow and obtain top of wallet and to grow revenue and grow, interchange income.
Yeah, so to me, I mean, when you talk digital transformation, it sounds getting rid of the speed bumps.
Right.
And what you just explained, all the things that you guys are doing at Co-op are getting rid of those speed bumps to make the member experience that much better.
And that
kind of leads me to, like, machine learning. You wanted to talk a little bit about that. Where does that fall in line here?
Yeah, well, and, you know, before we get to machine learning, I just want to say one more thing about digital transformation, because I do think, you know, thinking about digital technology also is very important for credit unions. So credit unions really need to be taking a look at just promoting card usage and getting their cards, you know, into the wallets and the digital spaces where their members are spending, right? So, you know, we really know that when consumers or users of, like, digital wallets, you know, like Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung Pay, you know, when they load their card in that wallet, you know,
is it your credit union's card?
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, once that default card is loaded in that wallet, you know, 70% or 74% of users are not apt to change that card. So credit unions really have a window of opportunity now to be in that space. And I'm talking credit unions from the very large to the small credit unions. You may not find a lot of adoption right now, but if you get your card in that wallet, if you get your card in, you know, PayPal, and if you get your card in Amazon, you know, when the tipping point comes and digital payments really take off, you're ahead of the curve because you've already gotten your card there.
Yeah.
So I think that's an important point.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because I mean, I'm just you know, we're all making purchases on Amazon all the time and using my Apple Pay like crazy and stuff.
Right.
And the top card, like you said, is my credit union card. Because I mean, when all this stuff started, like, got to get my credit union card at the very top there to make them happy and make
and
me happy. It's easy.
Right? We know it because we work in the industry and I'm the same
See
way.
It.
And I did 90% of my Christmas shopping on Amazon with my credit union's, you know, credit card.
Yeah.
So, but I know to do that.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know
we
to
have
that.
To get our members.
The average consumer, yeah. It's like, whatever, you know, as long as there's money on it, you know, that type of thing.
Exactly.
As long as the balance is there.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk a little machine learning, because this is something that's kind of almost science fiction still, but it's a reality. It's here today.
It is.
But for a lot of people, it's still, you know, Mystery Science Theater 2001.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is, it seems like this year that's the big buzz. You know, you hear about machine learning and predictive analytics.
Yeah.
But honestly, machine learning, it's been around since the 50s. So it's not new technology. It's not a new concept. But really, it's kind of taking that analytical approach to looking at big data and applying that to the financial services space. So what we're doing at Co-op is we are going to be, you know, first applying it in the fraud space. So we're going to be overlaying it on our traditional fraud tools because our traditional tools are very well. But if you take a look at where fraud's going in the industry, I mean, Javelin Research and Strategy for 2016, you know, reported that that identity theft is going up 16% year over year, and that card not present fraud is going up like 40% every year, right? So we're seeing a lot more, not just card fraud, but account takeover fraud and identity theft fraud. So we really need to have a tool that's going to keep up with that. So machine learning, what it will do is it'll take all that big data that we have through our ecosystem, through our multi-channels, and it's going to be able to analyze that in an online real-time environment. So it's going to be able to stop the fraud faster because the fraud trends are happening faster and they're different. It allows us to take other feeds in. So, for example, it allows us to apply it on our accounts-based side of the house, which is our shared branching side of the house and some of the other tools there, so that we get a 360 view of, you know, fraud and what's going on. And then it also is going to help us cut down on false positives. And I don't know if you've ever experienced a decline, you know, when you're out shopping and, you know, you're stopped and it's fraud, you have to verify the transaction, and you're like, wait a minute, everything's okay.
It's a little embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And what do? You put in another car.
Yeah.
Right?
Or I just leave.
Exactly.
I slink out the back door. Sorry.
Yeah, and then you're embarrassed. And really what happens is, you know, consumers out there, you know, once they experience that decline or that false decline, you know, 40% are more likely to pull out another card out of their wallet. Because let's face it, not every credit union is the primary financial institution. We all carry multiple cards. And, you know, and once a member has experienced that decline, you know, they're more, about 25% are likely to just continue to use another card. You know, and that's about 11% impact on your revenue. Because when a transaction is falsely declined, first of all, that's member embarrassment, and you're risking, you know, the relationship with that member. Secondly, you're losing the interchange income on that transaction, right? So really at Co-op, what we do is we take a look at trying to keep down the false positives, and we have machine learning that's going to help us do that overlaid on what we already do in the industry, you know, to keep false positives low. And, you know, that's just is going to help credit unions to, you know, really engage with their members, you know, have that relentless security, and be able to analyze that big data across all channels of Co-op. We're also going to apply it to business analytics. So if you think about big data and, you know, really taking a look at credit unions being able to see every channel that they do with Co-op and being able to look at, you know, what their members are doing, what actions they're doing, and do predictive business solutions to those members, you know, that's really, you know, long-term where we're going to take that. So,
I mean, this is, it's exciting and scary at the same time.
But right. Big brother,
but
no, it's very exciting, and it's, you know, and it's really all geared, you know, to helping credit unions. You know, I mean, it's all about helping credit unions gain top of wallet, and helping them, you know, grow card usage and helping them to, grow, interchange income, exactly. Grow revenue, market share.
As you're talking, there's so much there that you're talking. I mean, I'm thinking how does she know all this stuff? But anyway, that's beside the point. That's another show. But I'm thinking 10, 15 years ago, financial services was not this exciting,
No.
Now it's just like...
Although, when the debit card first came out...
Well, yeah.
When you think about that, nobody had ever thought, what?
But now biometrics is a reality, AI is coming around the corner, Internet of Things, all this type of stuff. It's really fun. Who would have thunk it would say fun?
Yeah, it is fun. Well, and that kind of takes back to, I think it was Brett Culp last night that said in his speech, it's really taking, the mundane and everyday tasks and making them inspirational. Okay, so let's use that thought and let's apply that to financial services. And that's, really what we do at Co-op is, let's take, mundane and transactional and let's make it, seamless. Let's make it seamless for our credit unions so that they can make it seamless for their members.
Yeah, exactly. Member experience. All right. Last thing we want to talk about. You wanted to address the TMG Co-op. Did you want to talk about that a little bit or just
really
a couple of seconds?
Things are really coming together. We're really, able to provide an integrated, a cross-channel solution, mm-hmm. Really simplify our member experience. Mm-hmm. We're creating a client engagement portal mm-hmm. that's going to allow credit unions to have a single portal that they can go in and see all channels with Co-op and those business analytics solutions. Shazia Manish, she now is our Chief Product and Strategy Officer, so she's leading the helm there. So we're very excited about that. We've got lots of things going on in the product area, cardless cash. We still have our CardNAP product, which is a very exciting product. So building things within that product, putting things in so that, members can, put in travel notes and things inside of there. It's just a really great time to be at Co-op, both as an employee and as a credit union.
Right,
so
great message to end on. Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We got bonus information. You were awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done.